Craig, it must be a proud night for you, being inducted in the Peterborough Phantoms Hall of Honour.
Yeah, it's a big honour to obviously be noticed. There's a lot of other names, obviously, I think that should be obviously also considered as well. So obviously to be the second one in there, obviously, is a proud moment for me, proud moment for my family. Obviously, my parents obviously spent a lot of money to be hockey parents, and that's obviously for them tonight to see me inducted. Obviously, it's a proud moment for them as well.
Yeah, I think it was over 420 games for both Peterborough Pirates and Peterborough Phantoms. Does it? Yeah. You can believe it was that many?
It seems a lot more than that, to be honest. But obviously, it's so to rack that up. Obviously, it seems like a lot of the games. I hear today that Adam Carr's made 600 for one team, which is obviously a big achievement as well. So, but yeah, obviously I'm proud of my time, Peter. Obviously I'm a local lad. Obviously that's why I've been here for as long as I was.
What's your sort of biggest memory and best memory from being here at Peterborough?
There's loads of memories. Obviously there's the good times and obviously the bad times when things were really, really hard going. But obviously that's what sort of made it what it was, and then from there moving into the Phantoms and obviously winning the league and cup double, obviously is a big memory. Obviously to do that in front of our home fans, obviously was a really big achievement. But I think obviously the main thing is Peterborough has always been a very welcoming sort of crowd for fans, whether you're local grown or whether you're from out of town. Obviously it's always, I think if you speak to anybody that's ever played for Peterborough, they'll say the same thing, that obviously it's a great place to play. And obviously, even when I played away from Peterborough, I was still sort of respected, I think, and obviously got on well with the fans, obviously. So there's too many memories, I think, good and bad, to sort of pick out one, but there's lots of good ones as well.
Yeah, and your dad, of course, he was associated with the team. He was one of the Peterborough Pirates directors back in the 90s.
Yeah, let's say, I think there's a lot of people that, obviously, my dad... obviously it was through some difficult times, obviously some big decisions to be made, and obviously at the same time obviously I was a lot younger then. There was a lot of people that obviously had given a lot of time to obviously keep the team going, my dad being one of them, lots of other people. Obviously if there wasn't now, there's people who probably wouldn't know my name now, but there's so without the people, and not just myself, there's lots of other players that if they hadn't given everything they had then, there wouldn't have been a team now that people could come and support, and obviously the Phantoms won't be able to build on that success. So there's a lot of players that I think have put a lot into Peterborough history, and obviously hopefully through the time they'll be recognised as well.
Yeah, there's a few players I think from when you played, Dwayne Newman, a few others tonight.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people, there's people with, they've already had their shirts retired. So obviously it's, I think the idea of the Wall of Fame is obviously really good. So there's a lot of people from a lot longer before I played that obviously should probably be recognised as well, because obviously they started out the team. Obviously my coach Hunters, Elwin Dawkins, players like that, they're obviously people that made the teams that they are now. Obviously if the likes of Johnny Lawless, people probably won't remember their names, but if those players hadn't actually started out a team originally, then again there wouldn't be a team there now for people to support as there is as we know it today.
I mean, David Thorpe, previous Peterborough Pirates chairman, he sadly passed away a few weeks ago. Got some memories from that time?
Yeah, I'd say obviously David, I'd say in the community as well, obviously it's a very sad day, obviously, to hear that news. So there's the list goes on. I think there's probably not enough walls really to have people's names to be put on there that have had an impact in Peterborough history one way or another. So obviously to be included on that obviously is a proud moment, but like I said, hopefully in the future there'll be a lot more names to be added to it, obviously playing and non-playing people that should be recognised. Obviously Bill Glover, he's been here from day one, and obviously he's one that really should probably be on there as well, I think.
What do you think of the Peterborough Phantoms team at the moment?
Yeah, they've got a strong team. Obviously I think hockey's changed a lot from obviously when I was playing, but obviously there's a lot of skill involved now. And obviously the Phantoms are doing really well, and hopefully they can go on and win the cup over Milton Keynes. Obviously it's always good to win a cup. It's even better to win it when it's in a derby game. So hopefully they can pull out all the stops, get injury free, and then obviously take that on into the playoffs and obviously have a good success. I don't get to watch as much as I used to, but I think obviously when I do get down here, obviously I'm welcomed. And I think the team obviously is really, it looks really stable, obviously on the ice, off the ice, which is a really positive thing for Peterborough. The Lanes have obviously set some good foundations, and I think that's a positive. Obviously with the Islanders in the background as well, I think there's a good future ahead for Peterborough.
You retired relatively early. Was there a reason for that?
No, I just think people had always said to me, you'll know when your time's right. And I think obviously I'd had my time. I was fortunate to obviously play for a long while and to be paid for something that was a hobby. That's what it was for, first and foremost. So I feel sort of proud of the fact that obviously I was able to earn a living from it. But I think there was a time where the game moved on, probably not the game I sort of like to play. And obviously my family came along, and obviously there's a time when obviously other priorities come along, and then that my time was, it was time for me to step aside and let other people come through and obviously spend more time with my family.
Yeah, your brother I think played a lot of field hockey. It's quite well known in Peterborough. What about your sons? Are they likely to play hockey or not?
They enjoy their football, and obviously I now coach the football teams, and so I don't come down to the hockey as much as I used to. But obviously I've never forced them into doing anything. If they wanted to do it, then obviously we'd look at it. But they enjoy their football, and obviously I support them in that now.